Hey guys, welcome back. This is episode 30 of Real Estate Investing in New York with Christina Kramidas. And in this episode, we are going to introduce you to my team. So stay tuned, we're covering everything here. Guys, I am here today with my team, Anna Horbata and Joseph Tesserero. They started with me in the end of last year, as I mentioned to you on a previous episode, and you guys have been wanting to meet them and learn a little bit more about them. So I'm really excited to have them here with you guys to hear directly from them today about a little bit of their background and their experiences in real estate and just some personal little facts that we'll get to share together. So we're going to jump right in. We have a few questions that we had thought about, which we have like up on the wall behind us. And what we're going to do is we're just going to like randomly pick questions from our list and ask them to each other as we go. And not sure how this will go, but we're going to try. We're going to try and see how it goes. So, all right, jump right in. I'll ask the first question. And my question is going to be for Joseph. I think we'll just maybe everyone ask question number one first because it's like a nice little intro.
Yeah.
Okay, so Joseph, where are you from? Give us a little bit of background about you.
So I was born in Staten Island, New York. I lived there until I was 11 years old. We moved to Florida. We moved to Port St. Lucie. From there, I lived there till I was finished with college. After college, I realized, all right, New York is definitely where I want to be, and what better place to do real estate than in New York? Growing up my whole life, I played baseball. I was always in that competitive mentality and mindset. So I knew that being in real estate is basically the same exact, you have to have the same mentality. It's a grind. It's a hustle. You're always competing to be the best or, to try and be better than somebody, or you're on a team. So also being in a team environment is another thing that I was always used to and always loved to be involved in. And yeah, it was really, I could say it's definitely the best decision I ever made. And happy ever since.
Cool.
Awesome.
Okay, how about Anna?
So my name's Anna. I was born in Ukraine and I lived there until I was about 9 years old. And then my family migrated to the United States. We actually moved to New York. So I've been in New York since I was 9 years old. I went to college in upstate New York, University of Albany. Then I came back down to the city, went to John Jay College of Criminal Justice, and got into real estate. And I've just been in real estate since.
The rest is history. Yeah. And now you have to work with me.
Now I'm part of the team.
I love that story, Anna. I really love your story. I love your story too, Joe. It's not like an immigrant story or like a story of coming to a new country and learning a new language.
Swim here or anything. I just took a plane. Or the ferry.
Our stories are a little bit more basic than Anna's, but it's okay. We took a ferry. He's like, Staten Island ferry.
Took a ferry to get here.
He rode the ferry over. Oh my God. And then I feel like everyone already knows, here's more than enough for me, but I was born and raised in Brooklyn. I moved to New York City when I attended college here a while back. I've been living in Manhattan now for 13 years, and my family's Italian, pretty traditional, close-knit type of family vibes is how I was brought up. And I've been in real estate since 2017. Started at Douglas Elliman in 2019 and officially started the Christina Kramidas team in 2021. So I think that's all I really need to, I don't know if you guys want to hear any more about life story, but.
Anna, what is your favorite thing about working in the real estate industry?
I love the fact that I get to view all these beautiful apartments in the city and that I get to help my clients find their dream hot houses or their dream apartments, and it's just so awesome when we get to the closing table just to see their reaction and how excited they are that now they have, you know, what they were looking for.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. Anna, what's your favorite animal?
I love all animals, but I would say I really like dogs and cats. They're my favorite. So
cute.
Both.
Dog person.
That works. Okay, I'll ask another question to Joseph. If you could describe yourself in one word, what would it be? The one question that no one has an answer for.
Yeah. If I could describe myself in one word, I would say ambitious, I guess. Definitely, yeah, I could say ambitious.
You're definitely ambitious.
Yeah.
I can say that I'm, you know, definitely willing to do whatever it's going to take to get to where I want to be in life, whether it's real estate, something with family, personal, whatever it may be. I truly believe that if you put the work in, that it'll work out, you know. Mm-hmm. If you just work as hard enough, try to work as, you know, harder than the next person or whatever, you know, try to be the hardest working person in the room. I always think that correlates to that competitive mentality where I'll do whatever it takes to, you know, get to that next step and be successful, or, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be with money when I say successful. I'm just saying in any aspect mm-hmm. of my life, I just want to be able to succeed. I want to be able to better myself any way that I can. And yeah, I'd say ambitious.
Definitely.
Love that.
On point.
Amazing. Okay, Anna, pick a question.
That was the hardest one.
Sorry.
Christina, this one's for you.
Oh, God.
What advice would you give someone considering getting into real estate?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, so the advice that I would give them is to definitely consider this industry if they are self-disciplined and self-motivated, because in this industry, you really don't have anyone looking over your shoulder or making sure that you're doing what's required to actually be successful. And it's difficult, I think, unlike what some people may think. Yeah. I think a lot of people get into the industry thinking that it's going to be like easy or something they can do part time. Mm-hmm. And I think that what people find out is that it actually really does take so much time to get like a small amount of movement. It feels like sometimes.
Yeah, it's not an overnight success, that's for sure.
Right. It's definitely not overnight. And it takes a long time to cultivate relationships and cultivate clients and establish a reputation. Mm-hmm. And a lot, even once you have that, it's still a lot of constant follow-up and constant, like, waking up in the morning and, like, tackling the list.
Yeah.
So I think that that if they're that way, then that would be really amazing. But if you're not and you know that about yourself, then definitely don't do it. Like, go to a place where you have, like, a manager definitely. And set hours.
Yep.
Well, I would say that, like, more importantly than just starting and trying to make money right away, I think the more important thing is to try and make the connections and try to get yourself and your business and your brand out there is definitely more important than just, all right, I start real estate today. Let's make $1 million tomorrow. Cause it's obviously it's not going to happen. We wish it would, but it just doesn't work out that way. But I think if you go make the right connections, just be everywhere every day, just go out and just meet people all day, every day. That's where you're going to actually see your brand and your business grow instead of you just seeing yourself, you realize, you know, you're a year down the road into the business and you're like, all right, I'm just running around doing rentals and, you know, here and there making money.
Yes.
But I'm not really meeting anybody and I'm not really furthering myself with business. I'm just, you know, putting in some work here and there and, well, not here and there, even if you're working hard, but I'm not really
strategically growing your business. It has to be intentional. It doesn't happen like by accident.
Yes, definitely.
Whereas I think a lot of people that might be working in a different type of job where there's structure given to you, it's like, okay, you showed up every day, you did everything that was requested, here's your promotion. You have to make your own advances.
Definitely.
Right. Yep. I think that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. That's a really good point.
I mean, you're supposed to show up to work every day and make a sale and make a rental.
Right.
But the stuff that's going to separate you from everyone else and, you know, make you that better agent, that elite agent, is the stuff that comes beyond that. The, like what you're saying, introducing yourself to random people on the streets and just going out there and just meeting everybody mm-hmm. that you've seen, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely important.
True. For sure. So what would be your piece of advice, Anna? That was a good question. I think we all answered it, but you know.
I'd say exactly what you said, Christina. I think if you have to be very self-motivated, disciplined, and you have to know what you want. You can't just get in this industry, you know, without having a plan or a goal. You really want to have it laid out and know exactly what you want. Otherwise, it wouldn't be, you're not really going to succeed.
Joseph, what stood out to you about the Christina Kramidis team that made you want to come on board?
That's a good question. So something that stood out, where I came from a smaller firm where it's more of like a mom and pop shop and you dealt with just your locals in the area, which there's nothing wrong with it. I did enjoy it. It was great, but I knew I could do a lot more. I knew I had a lot more potential. And I saw your Instagram, your podcast, everything that you had going on. I mean, you really are strategic about what you do. You're really good at what you do. And, you know, when I saw that I had the chance to jump on board and be a part of this, it was a no-brainer. I mean, I'll never forget the conversation that we had before me coming here. That was like probably like the first time we ever spoke. It was about like an hour, 2 hour conversation.
Yeah, we were on the phone for such a long time.
And like, I was just like so motivated and pumped at like from that first conversation. And I was just like, this is it. I know that this is going to be the right move. And I'm going to, you know, definitely, you know, want to pursue this. And once I did, you know, it was just.
Did it live up to your expectations?
100%. I mean.
Yes.
You look at, you know, you put it into perspective and the things that we have going on here is game changer. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so many agents out there that are not doing this and it should be, but you know, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
And if you could find other people that have that same drive and same, you know, passion about something as you do, I think that, you know, you go to the moon. Mm-hmm. There's no mm-hmm. end game. There's no,
yeah,
it's really a great thing. And I'm very, very excited. I made the decision to come over to the Kramidis team. Definitely.
Yes. That was so nice. Thanks, Joseph. So yeah, cute. Great. I love that. Okay. Anna, pick a question.
I guess I will ask both of you. Do you have a crazy real estate story? Start with Christina.
So I have a couple of crazy real estate stories. I'll just tell one. I think it was pretty funny. I still wonder whatever happened with this guy. So I remember getting a random like phone call. It was like my first year in the business. It was my first year in the business. And I got this like random call from this guy who was like claimed that he was an Arab prince. Like he said that he was like this prince, but he was trying to be like low key about it and that he wanted to view a specific apartment. So, pretty much, I immediately thought that it was like a spam thing. And I was like, this probably like isn't real. But it was my first year in the industry. And I was like, I don't know, like, what do you do with situations like this? Like, am I supposed to like really see what's going on here? Like, I didn't want to just like let it go because I wanted to make a deal if I could. Because the apartment was $5 million. He was looking at $5 million and he was like, I have cash.
I'll take a call if I have to for $5 million.
So yeah. I was like, huh. So I'm like, all right. So listen, I'm going to need to see proof of funds because you're telling me you want to look at this place and you want to pay $5 million in cash. So he's like, okay, I'm going to link you up with my secretary. That's not a problem. She'll send the proof of funds over. And as long as it's fine with you, let's meet because I like really want to look at this apartment. So the secretary like looped me in and now the secretary seems like very legit. Like she's like totally normal sounding on the phone and she sends me proof of funds, which is like everything really looks legit. Like in hindsight, like there's not one, like I still think that they were legit. I really do. So proof of funds was all set. So now I'm like, all right, let's just freaking do this. Like, whatever, I'm going out there. Meeting with this like random guy. And so we get to the apartment and his thing is like, he wants direct Brooklyn Bridge views. Like, direct, like he wants to be able to touch the Brooklyn Bridge from his apartment. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right, let's just see how this goes. So we go look at the apartment. He actually really likes the apartment. We end up scheduling like several follow-ups, like, for to visit this apartment, because he's like really, really serious. Like, he's going to buy it. Like, I think we actually had an offer in, and I think we had an accepted offer like on this place. So I'm like, this thing is happening. It was an absolutely stunning loft in downtown Brooklyn, and it was like so amazing.
That's awesome.
It was in Dumbo, actually. So anyway, it ends up that it spirals into this whole big thing. Like, it ends up that the broker on the property teams up with Steve Gold for Million Dollar Listing. So now Million Dollar Listing is doing events, and I'm like, they want me like at the events for the Million Dollar Listing like feature, and there's like a whole skit where like we're negotiating like a deal for my like out of state buyer that like lives out of the country. And the guy was like so normal when he showed, like, my client, he like showed up, he was like super like regular, like he didn't look like a prince when he showed up. He was wearing like, I don't know, Converse or like maybe something like a little bit nicer.
Jordan's
and
on.
It was like, I really like this whole deal was like about to go through, and then I swear it was about to go through, and then all of a sudden they like just completely fall off the face of the earth. Like, just completely fall off the face of the earth. And, like, I never heard from a single one of them ever again. I followed up about, like, 1,000 times with him and the secretary, and they were just gone. Like, out of nowhere, they were just gone.
Wow.
And I was like, I actually can't get in touch with the client. Like, I can't get in touch with the buyer.
We can't
like,
finish this episode.
I don't think we have a deal. Like, it was the weirdest thing that ever happened. It was really
intense. Wow. Nervous.
Yeah,
maybe. Cameras involved. He was like, no.
No, like, I have no idea. Like, we went to the, like, I was the only one that went to the Million Dollar Listing shoots and stuff. Like, the client wasn't there because he, like, didn't really live in New York unless he was coming into view stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have no idea. Like, he's I don't know what happened.
Still out there somewhere.
Yeah, like, maybe I should call him. Like, what happened?
I should call him. I know what? Actually, cut. I'm gonna give him a call.
Yeah, it was very.
That's crazy.
It was just, like, very interesting. I don't know. I feel like everyone has, like, a wild story like that.
I feel like there's a lot of, like, stories, not, like that specific, but in regards to, like, you know, I want to show this guy a $7 million place. Like, he just called me. I can't wait to show him. And then they just ghost you, and you're just like, was it?
Yeah.
Was it even real? Who was this guy?
Was like, a relationship
like,
real?
Where did this guy find my number?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I guess that's like my crazy stories is just like when I first got into the industry, I got so many crazy calls from random people that would just like, I guess, see my sign somewhere and like, let's call this number and just mess with the kid or something. Like, so I got a bunch of those.
That's wild.
I guess like another, my first day in real estate. So I'll tell you now that the doorknobs in Brooklyn are a lot different from the ones in Florida, I guess, because the first appointment I ever went on, and I'll never forget this, I've come a long way from it, I was showing a fourth floor apartment walk up. My clients were like, you know, we want to see an apartment for, our budget is $1,600. We cannot go over that.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh yeah, sure. For, I'm showing them a $1,900 apartment that they were, they wanted to kill me once I told them how much it cost because we had to walk up four flights of stairs. And I'm sitting there and I'm trying to open the door and the door just won't open. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, it's not opening. The super's like, don't make me come up there. Like, I open the door, it's open. So I'm just like, I give up. I sit down on the step and my client gets up and goes to open the door and just like jiggles it to the right a little bit and it just opens right up. And we sat there for about 12 like to 15 minutes just like trying to get this door open. And it was just the most embarrassing like moment of my like, real estate career. I'll never forget it.
That's like the bare minimum that you need to like know how to do to
Exactly
this job
too.
Is open a door
it was off. Just like, what is going on? For some reason, like these doors out here, like when you put the key in and you turn it, you have to, you know, turn it
and then turn it again, I think.
It's a completely different process than in Florida doors, okay? Florida doors you just open the knob, and it's so easy to do. Please, New York.
That is hilarious.
Change the doorknobs.
Wait, that's so funny. Like, the doorknobs out here. That was, like, your culture shock moving to New York. Those
like
doorknobs.
My first experience with Brooklyn real estate, I was like, we're off to a great start. Here we go.
The doorknobs will catch you.
The doorknobs.
Watch out for those doorknobs.
Watch out for those doorknobs, guys. Yeah.
Oh my God, do you have one, Anna?
Yeah, I guess mine isn't as crazy, I guess, as like yours is, but I was showing in Brooklyn, in Park Slope actually, and it was a new development and I couldn't figure out where the entrance was because there was scaffolding everywhere and I was just like, I have no idea where the entrance is. And there was a sign saying that it was around the corner. So I go there, my clients are like almost there. And I'm like, okay, there was a parking lot. So I'm like, okay, so it's gotta be in this parking lot. So I go into this parking lot and the door behind me just shuts. And it was a private parking lot to like a different building. And I'm just there like, oh my God, like I'm gonna have to climb up. But it was like 15 feet up, this door.
Just shimmying up a ladder.
Yeah, and my clients are like waiting for me. And they're like, where's the entrance? And I'm like, I'll be right there. Like, well, just meet me there.
And did you see like her purse go over the fence? Yeah, and she comes to me.
I'm in this parking lot. I'm like going back and forth. I'm like, what do I do? I'm just like, is there like a little corner I can like squeeze through between buildings? And I'm literally about like gonna cry because I'm like, I'm trapped in this parking lot. I cannot get out. And like after like 5-10 minutes go by, one of the residents that has a parking spot in this private parking lot leaves. And the door opens and I run out. See ya.
Wait, that's hilarious. I didn't know that happened to you.
Yeah, it was
So you really just like stuck in
there.
Where was your client?
It was for the Garfield building.
Yeah.
They were in in the sales gallery where I couldn't find for some reason.
That's hysterical.
Wait, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I think that, okay, so it happens like every once in a while, like, because when we're working with buyers, like when we're working on the sell side, we obviously know like every nook and cranny of the place. Like we know every little thing there is to know about the building. But when you're working on the buy side, there is a chance that you might take a client somewhere that you haven't specifically personally gone to before. It's like, everyone thinks about in real estate, it's like, oh, you've previewed everything already. Yeah. Like you already know everything, but the thing I always say is like, there are so many properties in New York and as soon as you know them all, like they change, like it goes into
it's
something
so
different.
True. That is,
so yeah, there's always, always new. Like there's literally no way in New York that you're previewing every place before you bring someone. Yep. And I think that is the worst thing that happens when you're out with a buyer and you actually don't know where the entrance is or like something. And they just like, you can tell that they're like, why do you not know this? But it's like, look, we're here because the square feet and the price per square foot and I can tell you what the countertops are made out of.
Exactly.
Like I know everything else. Yeah. It's just that this is the first time I'm like walking inside.
They changed the locks on the doors.
Right. It's just like sometimes it happens and they're so how long have you been doing real estate?
It's the first question you get. You're like,
oh my God, like give me
17 years. Why do you ask?
Yeah. Or like I'm the worst because I can already have gone to a place 7 times and still like accidentally have that happen where like I get turned around or my bearings aren't right. And I'm like, I swear I've been here 100 times. Mm-hmm. Like it just happens.
It's natural. It happens.
It happens.
We see so many buildings every day that we're just like in and out of places that it's hard to remember.
Yeah, they all blend.
What like you said, like we can remember the interior of the apartment, everything that there has to do with the inside walls of the apartment and the square footage and the comparables of the neighborhood and everything like that. We're definitely
right, like
tell
we're doing
you
the analysis. 100%. Like really, it's
we
just sometimes
you,
those little things.
It
looks really bad when it's happening.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, oh my God, you're like panicking when it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
But we redeem ourselves.
Yeah.
We get you a great deal.
We brush ourselves off. Yeah, we'll get you extra money off. Oh my God.
Christina, what is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal are puffins. I love puffins. Yeah, I just really wanted to tell you. Yeah, puffins are so cute. Okay, so if you've never seen puffins before, you need to go on YouTube and look up a video of puffins, and it will just genuinely make your day and make you like happy. Like if you're not in a good mood, watch a video of puffins. And in Central Park, if you ever have extra time, like in between whatever you're doing, you can go into Central Park and you can go into the zoo and see the puffins. I swear they're the cutest thing. They are the cutest. They are the cutest animal ever. You have to see like a puffin swimming. They're so cute. I can't believe you guys haven't seen puffins.
I kind of want to pull that up on the screen.
I know. What is a puffin?
Literally, like, I know. I want to, wait, can we put a puffin on the screen? Can we put a puffin on the screen?
Let's see a puffin. It's so awesome.
And wait, because they are really, really cute. And it's going to be on the there. He's going to put it on the screen. We're going to find the video I'm talking about. We're going to put it on the screen. That's, okay, that's not like...
They're like flying in the water.
Yeah,
they're so cute. They're just like, I don't know, they're the cutest thing ever. I love them. But yeah, anyway, that's my obsession with puffins. I don't know, I just think they're so cute.
That's great.
Anyway, that's enough of puffins. What's your least favorite thing about real estate? Only one of you needs to answer this.
Getting ghosted.
Yeah, getting ghosted is.
Yeah, I think that's the worst. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's about it.
Man.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
For especially, sure. Yeah, just like you reached out to me. I'm trying to help you, you know.
Yeah. And what's your favorite thing about real estate?
My favorite thing about real estate is how rewarding it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You meet really cool people every day. You know, I've had the opportunity to work with some really cool clients, like, you know, professional athletes and you know, people like that. I think that's awesome. That's the coolest part.
It is.
And like getting to know these people and is the coolest part. The money's good. Yes, I will say that. But that has nothing to do with my being like why I love real estate and why I do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the people that you meet, the relationships that you make. It beats everything.
Yeah.
It really is awesome.
Definitely.
And not only that, but just the places you get to see. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you go into a random brick Brooklyn building.
Mm-hmm.
And you go upstairs into the apartment and you're in a $1 million apartment that is like incredible.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. And like you just don't know what's around you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you actually get to see those things and realize how incredible it is and see that some of these places have like views of the Brooklyn Bridge, mm-hmm. of the Manhattan skyline, and even being in Manhattan too, it's the same thing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you walk into a random building and you never know what you're going to see. And I think that's the coolest thing about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that with every single client, it's like, even though there is a set process for what the steps are to purchase a property, every single like journey for every single individual client and deal that you're working on is always different.
Yep.
Everyone has different needs, different timing, different things they care about, different things they want. And it's like, every single negotiation is different. Everything's gray area. There's no black and white. There's no like, this is the way to do it. It's like everything, client will ask a question and you're like, it's up for discussion. Like everything's up for discussion.
Mm-hmm. So many moving parts.
And you have the autonomy to make it what you want it to be. And you can make it what the client wants it to be. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so interesting. Like there's no one that's like, no, like not approved. Like very rarely, you know?
That's so true. That really is. That's mm-hmm. That's a really great point.
Mm-hmm. I think we're out of questions. Yeah. Did anyone not get asked a question that they really wanted to answer? No, you guys are like, get me out of here.
If I missed one, I'm good.
I'm done. So that wraps up our episode. I hope you guys feel like you know the Christina Cremitas team a little bit better after today's episode. Thank you guys so much for being here. We love you so much. And stay tuned for the next episode.